This is an overview of my shopper's journey presentation. I have divided the shopper's journey into six steps. These are: 1. Developing a knowledge of available vendors in the marketplace. Step 2. Learning the backstory about each of the various available vendors. Step 3. Liking or not liking what is learned about a particular vendor. Step 4. Developing a preference for one or more vendors. Step 5. Developing a conviction that a particular vendor is the right one to buy from. And step 6. Following up that conviction with the act of buying a product or service. Let's start with step 1, which is knowledge, for a more detailed discussion. The shopper must know that you are in the marketplace and can provide the product or service they need. This is a marketing issue. The shopper can find you in the yellow pages, on the internet, through the mail, word of mouth, etc. But they have to know you are there or you will not get the sale. Once the shopper knows that you are in the market, they begin to learn about who you are, the nature of your product or service, and your reputation. This is step 2. You need to have easy-to-find information about your business and what makes you unique in the marketplace. This is the process of getting the shopper to like what they are learning. In order to progress along the path to purchasing from you, the shopper must like what they have learned about you. This is step 3 and is common sense. You don't buy from someone you don't like or trust. If the shopper likes what they've learned about you, they may move on to preferring you as a vendor. This is step 4. Preference does not guarantee a purchase, though. You still have to provide the product or service they need and do it with as little risk as possible. You may prefer to do business with a vendor that is very easy to work with, but they do not have what you need. Conversely, you may find what you need with a vendor who is difficult to work with or seems too risky to do business with. This is not an objective decision. Remember that buying, for most shoppers, is more an emotional decision than an intellectual one. Next, if the shopper prefers you as a vendor, they may develop a conviction to buy from you. This is step 5. Conviction is based upon low risk, meeting critical to quality requirements, and at some level a degree of personal connection. This is a tricky area. Shoppers do not like to be sold, but they do like to buy. Most shoppers who do not buy are simply afraid of making a mistake. Not necessarily that they will buy the wrong merchandise, but that they might buy from the wrong vendor. Conviction for the shopper becomes a matter of feeling safe and believing that they are making a good buying decision. If the shopper has conviction that you are the right person to buy from, they may move on to do business with you. This is step 6. The key to all of this is to make it easy for the shopper to see that you are who you advertise yourself to be. A shopper may know everything there is to know about you and your product or service and still not feel right about buying from you. Conversely, a shopper may not know everything they need to know, but still feel safe about doing business with you. As mentioned earlier, this is a simple overview of the shopper's journey. The missing details from your specific story. Call me and I will help you write it.